From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Pressure is building on the regional government of Spain's Catalonia region not to declare independence. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont is set to address his regional parliament sometime later today. France and Germany have already expressed support for continued Spanish unity. Even the mayor of the Catalan capital of Barcelona is calling for collective thinking as a country and avoiding placing social cohesion in peril. Spain's opposition socialist leader, Pedro Sánchez, called on Catalonia's leaders to listen to all their people.
Pueblo catalán son muchos. Que Cataluña nos una.
Speaking here, Mr. Sánchez pointed to Sunday's mass march in Barcelona against independence. He said Catalan society must not be allowed to fracture. Alana Mosieri is an international relations expert at Madrid's European University.
I think the biggest story here is just how these tensions have been escalated in a way that just wasn't necessary. I think we see a lack of leadership on both sides in this sense. And for most people in Spain, most people who are not on either extreme of this issue are finding the whole situation rather surreal.
An overwhelming percentage of those who voted in the region's independence referendum voted yes. The Spanish government declared the vote illegal. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is calling for a peaceful vote as her country heads to the polls today to choose a replacement for Africa's first female head of state after 12 years in office.
Remember that you are an empowered people. The future of the country is in your hands. Vote for the person and persons you believe will make Liberia a better place.
Tuesday's election is expected to be the first peaceful transition of democratic power. This is VOA. President Donald Trump tweeted Monday that U.S. attempts to deal with North Korea have failed for more than two decades. Saturday, the president tweeted that, quote, only one thing will work, an implication some take to mean military action. On Monday, Russia and China called for restraint. That's a message the Atlantic Council senior fellow Robert Manning called wise advice.
I would throw in the concerns from the Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which are quite similar, that Trump's tweets are counterproductive and raising tensions unnecessarily.
That's a reference to outgoing Senator Bob Corker, who warned that President Trump is risking putting the U.S. on the path to World War III. Britain and the European Union appear to be at odds over the status of negotiations, leading to Britain's departure from the EU. British Prime Minister Theresa May cited a new dynamic in the talks, saying the two sides are near agreement on the rights of millions affected by Brexit. But the European Commission spokesman Margaritis Schinas sees the talks differently.
There is a clear sequencing to these talks, and there has been so far no solution found on step one, which is the divorce proceedings. So the ball is entirely in the UK court.
A fifth round of talks opened Monday in Brussels with no real progress reported. Brexit is supposed to be completed by March 2019. University of Chicago professor Richard Thaler was awarded the Nobel Prize for Economics for his work on how human nature affects supposedly rational markets.
My mantra is, if you want to get people to do something, make it easy. Remove the obstacles. So if we want people to use less energy, figure out ways to make that easy.
Thaler has been influential in the field of behavioral economics, with his research showing how traits such as a lack of self-control or fear of losing what one has can prompt decisions that may not have the best outcome. Iran is warning the United States against designating its Revolutionary Guards as a terrorist organization, saying it would put the United States on the side of the Islamic State group. An Iranian government spokesman told reporters Tuesday the guards are the defender of the nation, and if the United States designates the military force a terror organization, it puts itself in the camp of terrorists. And Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen Tuesday vowed to defend the island's freedom and democracy. Just a week before, she also pledged to maintain peace with the mainland, despite Beijing's cutoff of contact with Mrs. Tsai's government. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.